God, how can I know you are there? Answer from God's Word. Jesus replied, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, who will never leave you. John chapter 14, verse 16. One of God's greatest assurances is that he is with you. If you have a relationship with his Son Jesus, you have received the future promise of eternal life on God's new earth. And you also receive another gift, the immediate and constant presence of God's Spirit, also called the Holy Spirit or the Advocate. This is God himself living in you. God's presence is a guarantee to those who sincerely follow Jesus, believing that all he said and did are true. Once the Holy Spirit comes to live within you, he will never leave you. This is a promise you can cling to, even when God seems far away. God's promise to you. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. God, why don't I feel close to you sometimes? Answer from God's Word. The Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is his ear too deaf to hear you call. It's your sins that have cut you off from God. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 through 2. Sin can disrupt your connection with God. When you knowingly persist in sinful attitudes and behaviors, not living in obedience to God and his Word, your heart becomes hardened, making God seem distant. Obedience, doing what God says in his Word, allows God to lead you along the best pathway for your life and the way to eternal life with him. An open heart and willingness to say yes to God is a step of obedience that moves you closer to him. God's promise to you. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. Psalm 16, verse 11. God, is the universe the result of a random event, or was it created for a reason? Answer from God's Word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. The universe is no accident, and neither are you. God's love for the world and for you existed even before the earth was formed. Everything was made for God's glory, and you were made to have companionship with him and to worship him, loving and delighting in his holiness, and pointing others to enjoy his glory as the ultimate reason for living. Don't get hung up on how God made the universe, but simply recognize that he made it intentionally out of love. That's how much he values you. God's promise to you. The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born. The Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. Psalm 33, verses 6 and 11. God, do you care about me? Answer from God's Word. I care about you.